Well, let's check high school basketball around the area first this morning as Class 1A teams got the postseason underway in girls basketball last night. In Class 1A Region Number 7 first-round play, Jessica Marshall had a 16-point night, helping lead Griswold to a 40-37 first-round win over East Mills. Sydney beat Riverside 44-28, Fremont Mills over Heartland Christian 51-19, Nishnabotna defeats Lennox 55-19, it was Bedford over South Page 49-24, and Essex moving on with a 47-30 win over Stanton. Also last night in Region Number 6 in Class 1A girls first-round basketball, Cam a winner over Guthrie Center, 54-38. Iowa Christian Academy beat Lamoni, 42-33. Colonesco over Ankeny Christian, 59-21. Murray beat Mormon Trail, 44-33. Mount Air over East Union, 72-23. And Diagonal a winner over Orient Maxburg, 64-30. In Region 8 play last night in Class 1A girls first-round basketball, Emily Haubrick had 21 points to help lead Audubon to a 65-20 win over Woodbine. River Valley beat Arweva 56-52. Glidden-Ralston over Storm Lake St. Mary's 47-39. Peyton Sherdan over Coon Rapids Bayard 51-27. Charter Oak Ute topping West Harrison 50-28. And Bowyer Valley defeating Whiting 73-42 last night in tournament play. In regular season girls basketball last night, Connor Sudman had 24 points to help lead Trainer to a 61-44 win over Atlantic in non-conference play. The game was close up until the fourth quarter. Trainer had a 20-8 fourth quarter advantage to put the game away. Aaron Olson and Tiffany Williams each had 19 points to help lead Atlantic. Problem was, the entire rest of the team had 6 to go along with that. Elsewhere from the Hawkeye 10 last night, Creston beat Clarinda 47-27, Harlan over Sioux City East 46-30. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was IKM Manning over Logan Magnolia 57-48 in girls hoops last night. In boys basketball last night, regular season play, it was Creston downing AHSTW 62-59 in a tight one. 4 Panthers scored in double figures last night. For AHSTW, they had a pretty balanced attack as well, with Blaine Lees scoring 20, R.J. Harris 19, and Rhett Welsh with 18 points. Also, Abraham Lincoln defeated St. Albert 72-43. In boys Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning over Logan Magnolia 55-47. Trainer beat Tri-Center 75-44. Maple Valley topping Underwood 63-45. On college hoops last night, Iowa's depth has been a major factor in its success this season, but last night it was absent in Indiana. The bench was held scoreless as fifth-ranked Iowa lost to the Hoosiers 85-78. Iowa trailed by 16 points at the outset, but battled back to take a 4-point lead with 9.5 minutes remaining. The Hoosiers responded with a 9-0 run as they forced a 3-way tie for first place in the Big Ten.
We give up 2 buckets, you know, with 1 second on the shot clock. We missed 10 free throws, and we did not execute some of our action late. And that's disappointing. So that's what we have to work on. That's my fault. That's our fault. We'll all accept responsibility. We'll learn from that, and we'll do better on Sunday.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes struggled on the glass in the opening half.
Yeah, we shot 51% in the first half, and we're down 7. You know, you go on the road, shoot 51%, you should be leading. But we got killed on the glass, and you know, and they set the tone early, so you got to give them credit for that.
Jared Utoff led Iowa with 24 points, and Mike Gasell had 17.
You know, we gave up way too many offensive rebounds in the first half, and you know, with a team like this who can, you know, really pride themselves on getting those rebounds and scoring on broken plays, you know, it's tough to when you start the game off like that, but we did a great job of battling back in the first half.
The Hawkeyes will return to action Sunday night at home against Minnesota.
You know, there's a lot of things we can take from this one. You know, I think particularly the way we started the game. You know, this place was rocking. We knew how it was going to be. We played here before and we won here before. And, you know, we didn't come out ready to play like we should have. And it's tough when you dig yourself in that big of a hole at the beginning. And then, you know, just getting on the glass, there's a lot of teaching points from this game. And, you know, we're going to bounce back and we're going to learn from it.
Adam Woodbury had 13 points and 15 rebounds last night. The Hawkeyes not only didn't get anything at all from their bench, but they also struggled at the free throw line, making only 13 of 23 as they fall to 10-2 now in the Big Ten Conference. Also in the top 25 last night, Jabari Bird scored 16 of his season-high 24 points in the first half and leading California to an 83-63 victory over number 11 Oregon. That ends the Ducks' six-game winning streak. Well, Kelsey Mitchell and Shayla Cooper each scored 20 points as 7th-ranked Ohio State blasted Iowa 98-81 Thursday night for its 8th straight victory. Allie Disterhoff had 20 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists for Iowa. They're the losers now of 3 straight in 6 of their last 8 games. In baseball news, the World Series champion Kansas City Royals and third baseman Mike Moustakas have agreed to a $14.3 million two-year contract that not only avoids arbitration this year, but also next year. Moustakas is coming off his first All-Star appearance when he hit .284 last year with 34 doubles, 22 homers, and 82 RBIs. The San Diego Padres have hired Hideo Nomo as an advisor to baseball operations to help expand their presence in the Pacific Rim. Nomo was the first Japanese player to permanently move to the big leagues, leading the way for more than 50 other players to follow. The Yankees will dedicate a plaque for retired relief pitcher Mariano Rivera in Monument Park at Yankee Stadium on August 14th before a game against Tampa Bay. Rivera, who retired after the 2013 season, helped New York win 5 World Series titles. He's the Major League career saves leader in the regular season with 652 and the postseason with 42 saves. In golf, Chez Reavie is off to a fast start at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. He went 7-under over the closing 9 holes to finish an 8-under 63, and that's good for the first round lead. Jordan Spieth struggled with his short game as he opened with a 71 at Spyglass Hill. Jason Day also had a 71 at Spyglass, while Bubba Watson opened with a 73. Freddie Jochenson made 5 birdies in a 6-hole stretch at Pebble Beach for a 7-under 65. Cameron Smith and Bronson Bergeron were 7-under 64 at Monterey Peninsula. Justin Rose had a 66 to join J.B. Holmes with the best score at Spyglass. Phil Mickelson also played at Spyglass in the first round, and he shot a 4-under par 68 yesterday. NASCAR has announced that it's shifting to an unlimited green-white checkered finish format when late race cautions come out. It's establishing an overtime line to determine the winner. The line will vary by track, though. If the race leader passes the line on the first lap under green before a caution comes out, it will be considered a valid green-white checkered attempt. If a caution comes out before the leader passes the overtime line on the first lap under green, then it will not be a valid attempt. The race will continue until there is a valid attempt. NASCAR previously had a limit of 3 tries to complete the race. And the medical director for the International Olympic Committee has told the Associated Press that everything that can be done is being done to combat the Zika virus in Brazil and provide safe conditions for athletes at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Dr. Richard Budget says the IOC is absolutely not complacent about the mosquito-borne virus, which has been linked to birth defects. He says there's been no consideration of postponing or canceling the Olympics, which are scheduled from August 5th through the 21st. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.